You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
On Fridays, for over 2 years now, Laura has read something to all of us from her still very cluttered nightstand. And it didn't take long for authors, publicists, and others to catch on and begin submitting things for the show. Typically, she'll put on her reading glasses as she selects a poem, a book, or an essay from her submission pile. And occasionally, she'll still ask me the question I've come to expect, "Can I read you something?" But since Laura is now a published author herself, it was my idea to have her read you excerpts from her new memoir, Stash, My Life in Hiding. Personally, I couldn't put this book down, and not just because I'm in it. Stash is a page-turner. It's a memoir that reads like a thriller. So I am very happy to introduce this week's excerpt from Stash, My Life in Hiding, and I hope you enjoyed as much as I do. Also, please click the pre-order link in our show notes to pre-order your copy of Stash today. Thanks again, and enjoy the show.
Thank you, Hun, for that introduction. As Scott said, this is our Stash excerpt series for my new book, Stash, My Life in Hiding, which will launch 5.5 weeks from today. So excited. It is available for pre-order now, and it will be delivered to you the day that it launches on March 7th. So, and also the audiobook is also available for pre-order now. So, go to the link in the profile and order yours today. But I'm going to be reading from a section, the chapter called Babies. Babies. And the section deals with me having my two sons back to back, 1 year and change apart. And they're both babies. And I am starting to lose it because I'm not getting any sleep and I'm taking care of them all day. And so I make a decision to go see my doctor. And I'll start right after this message from us.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
I had to get some sleep. Not trusting my OBGYN anymore, I went to Dr. Limbaum, my regular doctor. As soon as I sat down, I felt my eyes betray me by filling with tears. "I don't know why I'm crying," I said apologetically. "I'm not even really sure why I'm here." "When you called, you said you hadn't been sleeping and that it felt like it was killing you," he said. "Oh, yes," I said, trying to laugh it off. That was clearly new mom hyperbole. I don't really believe lack of sleep could kill me. I mean, it can't, can it? "Let's get you sleeping again," he said grimly. "And then we can see if there's anything else going on that we need to address. The way you're going, you may be headed for a breakdown. So let's reset your system." He handed me a prescription. I looked at it, but didn't recognize the name. "What's this?" "Ambien. It's a mild sleep aid. It should do the trick. One per day at bedtime, okay?" Ambien. I folded the paper in half before putting it in my purse. "Thank you, doctor." That night, I tentatively removed one pill from the bottle he'd prescribed. I considered breaking it in half, but decided instead to chance the whole thing. I had clocked out for the night, as it were. My mom had moved down, finally, so she came to spend the night and run interference with the boys. My husband was away on a shoot, so I had the bedroom to myself for a few nights. But even with the safeguard of my mom being in place, the idea of my kids waking up and me not being the one running to soothe them made me queasy. I took the Ambien with a full bottle of water and then picked up the book on my nightstand. Too edgy to read for long, I turned off the light, pulled the covers up to my neck, and waited with my arms stiffly at my sides. How will I know it's working? Will I feel something first, or will it just render me unconscious? I should have asked Limbaum. I was just about to get up and reread the prescription bottle when I felt it. That heat glowing behind my eyes like a furnace, making me instantly lightheaded. The ferocity of it scared me. Oh my God, it's happening too fast. And then I felt my neck muscles relaxing in a way that made me want to groan out loud, like I was getting the most amazing massage. Sweet Jesus, what sorcery is this? Suddenly, warm golden oil coated the insides of my throat and chest, separating my head from my shoulders. Gratitude gushed into my mouth like bile, and I wanted to get up and run down the hall to my boys. I wanted to grab them and tell them how sorry I was for being such a crazy mom these last few months. I wanted to assure them that everything would be okay from now on. Oh, if only I could feel like this forever. This is nirvana. This is all I would ever want. The next thing I knew, it was morning. And as soon as I opened my eyes, two words sprung to mind immediately. "Again, please."
Hey, great episode, honey. Also, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, hon.
Thank you. New Year and new Patreons. We want to thank all of our Patreons for following us into 2023 and welcome all of our new ones.
Yes, welcome. And, hon, now that you've got everyone all hyped up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you, right? Can you explain how folks can join our Patreon, please?
Sure. It's really easy. You can go to the website. There is a link in the show notes of this episode to make it easy. And then you follow the simple instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of this exclusive bonus content and special opportunities. The best part is that your monthly fee allows us to keep bringing you all these incredible Only One stories like the one you heard today.
Yeah, and we hope that you're really enjoying the monthly storytelling video series. Just a word about that. So many people, now that I'm publishing a book or my book is being published, yay, Stash, My Life in Hiding, out March 7th, little plug. But so many people have been DMing me saying, how did you do it? How do you get an agent? How do you write a book? How do you get a publisher? We did a storytelling video series on Patreon just for that.
A series, by the way.
Yeah, it's a step-by-step instructions, right?
A number of different how-to videos.
Yes, we do have those videos up, and it's only $5 a month if you join, and you get access to all the videos and our monthly Zoom hangs.
And $5 is not much these days, huh?
No, I don't know what else you could buy for $5 a month,
I mean,
right?
The Zoom hang alone is pretty cool,
I think. It is. A monthly Zoom hang with me and Scott.
Right on.
And I know they're your favorite, right?
They are. I really enjoy meeting our fans and the people that support the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who are we shouting out today on our Patreon shout out, honey?
We needed to get to that, didn't we?
It took a while.
Right? So we are actually shouting out two of our favorite Patreons today.
Okay.
The first is Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right on, Kelly.
We love Kelly. So Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly's garage in 2004. And she was looking to make pants that embraced a woman's curves, particularly what, hon?
She knocked it out of the park, by the way.
Yes.
Particularly the booty.
Yes, particularly the booty.
Uh-huh.
She wanted them to still be polished enough to wear out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets.
Right.
You have to see them to believe them. Cute Booty Lounge is made for women by women right here in the USA. The company is female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes. Order yours today, because what do people always say when I'm wearing my Cute Booty leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. You said it to me when I had them on.
Uh-huh.
And then who's our next shout out, hon?
Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
A fantastic friend to the show and a super fan.
Yes.
We're so grateful for your support, Kathleen.
Incredibly grateful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys can support us any way you can. Thank you so much.
Yes. And like we said, it's $5 a month. That's where it starts. You get access to the storytelling videos. And then
T-shirts, coffee mugs.
Oh, yeah. You get prizes, don't you? Yeah. Someone just DM'd us and said they got their mug.
Very
so that
cool.
was very cool.
Right on.
Anyway, so that's it. And enjoy the rest of your day. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.